Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Today, a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we talk about the resource that is available to those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially. The film is called Origin, Unlocking the Mystery of Life. I've often said that origins is not just an apologetic issue, it is the apologetic issue, because how one views their origins will ultimately determine how they live their life. That's why I'm so excited that our friends at Illustra Media have outdone themselves with Origin. It combines top drawer scholarship with stunning artistry in what is destined to be a classic. A resource simply too wonderful to pass up. And it is available again for those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or just talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. If you're not familiar with Illustra Media, we have many resources that you can find on the web, all of which highly recommended. Metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies comes to mind. Flight, the genius of birds, living waters, and so much more. We'll be talking about that with Ladd Allen. He is the co-founder of Illustra Media, a motion picture production ministry that is based in Southern California, and Ladd has produced, written, and directed more than 100 films now that have received many, many international awards. So I am very, very excited about Origin, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, and I hope you will be just as excited as I am. And we want to talk about the importance of this film. Hi, Ladd.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you know I'm a big fan of everything that you have done. We have all the different films that you have made over the years, and we make them available to people. And I've heard testimony after testimony after testimony of how these films have radically revolutionized lives. So I guess I want to start with why you as a film producer are so focused on these issues.
Well, I think the most fundamental issues that any human being ever faces, you know, how did we get here? Where did we come from? Why are we here? Is there any purpose to the universe? We founded Illustra Media 20 years ago, and we've been since then working really closely with top-notch scientists and scholars all over the world to really build a scientific case for intelligent design. We're not trying to build a religious argument for it in this case. We're trying to take a pile of scientific evidence, build a case that will be strong in the eyes of a skeptical world. That's the message that is just being sent to the world. It's scientific materialism. Matter and energy are all there is, and we're looking to present a case that will offer a counterbalance to that argument and really look at things that are strong and powerful in their defense of this idea of design.
You know, you talk about protozoa or protein molecules, and all of that can cause people's eyes to glaze over until you see a film like Origin, where these complex structures once thought to be simple are brought to life on film. Talk about how you have illustrated this such that people become, quite frankly, mesmerized as they watch.
Well, it's the greatest time in history to be involved in filmmaking. I mean, the technology involved, the equipment that's available. We rely heavily on computer animation, and we have, since we began, especially in this field of microbiology, these mechanisms that are inside the cell and the components that make up these mechanisms, they're too small to see without really, really powerful equipment. Most people never see them. You read about them in textbooks or you hear about them talked about, but you never catch the impact until you can see them. And so we rely heavily on computer animation. Our lead animator is actually in North Carolina, Joseph Candelas with Light Productions. We've been working with Joseph for 15 years and just very committed to bringing the level of sophisticated engineering, of design that is just part of even the simplest living organisms, the simplest cells. With animation on the screen, you can see these things and really begin to grasp their complexity and how well they work.
What I love about Origin and all the other films is they really don't preach. You end up watching something that is hugely intriguing, and you're caught up in the wonder, the rapture of it all, as it were. You're thinking about, wow, if this is true, there must be a God. So without preaching, the message of an uncaused first cause becomes preeminent in your mind.
Yeah, you know, remember the old TV show Dragnet in the 50s, and the line was, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts, you know, and I think for us, we're looking, we believe that the factual evidential evidence, Romans 1 said God's revealed himself to man through the things he has made, and we believe if you really see the evidence, if you really look at the facts, you don't need to preach, you don't need an emotional appeal. The evidence speaks for itself, and if you follow the evidence wherever it leads, I believe it's going to lead to a creator. It's going to lead to God. It's going to lead to design and purpose in the universe, and so that's why we go to great lengths to present the evidence as clearly and as powerfully as we can.
We're talking to Ladd Allen about the film Origin, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, the film available for those who support the ministry all this month. You can check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, our resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Ladd, you know, when you think about what is being communicated in the world today in bastions of information, we're told in the university that nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and that the life that comes from non-life produces metaphysical realities like morals and ethics. Your film, Origin, really deals with this very issue. Can nothing produce everything? And the fundamental question that's broached in the film is, how did life on Earth begin to begin with?
Right. I mean, and this is, there are two great questions, I guess, maybe three, right? Why is there something rather than nothing? Why does the universe exist? And then why does life exist? And where did it come from? And these are, you know, these are the questions as long as men and women have pursued answers to the deeper issues of life. They've always been there, and they still are. I mean, these are great mysteries. We're led to believe sometimes that science has just locked this up. I mean, there's a materialistic explanation, and by materialistic, I mean matter and energy. There's matter and energy can account for everything, undirected interactions of matter and energy. And so I think that we buy this because this is what we are told in, say, textbooks and PBS documentaries. We live in a world consumed often with finding materialistic explanation, even if that explanation is ridiculous. If it's impossible, it's still pursued. And in the film, we sort of entered into some of these alternate, how far materialistic science has gone to find answers for how life arose from nothing. And the evidence points to a pretty clear answer that it can't, and it baffles science, and it still does. And even materialistic scientists who are objective about it admit that we're nowhere close to solving this problem in the 21st century, because the more we learn about life, the more complex it is, and the more we see what would have been necessary to get it started in the first place, the problem, we don't get closer to an answer, we get farther away from one.
Blaise Pascal was right. Truth is so obscure these times and falsehood so established that unless we love the truth, we cannot know it. One of the core values of the Christian Research Institute is to bring you really good stuff. And that's precisely what we're bringing you. If you've ever seen an Illustra Media film, you'll know that this is good stuff. There's no other way to put it. Origin is good stuff, and it is available. You can get your copy for your support on the web at equip.org and revolutionize your own family. Remember, they're hearing the other side of the story in school. Now the truth comes out. We'll be right back with Ladd Allen.
Atheist evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins says the universe could so easily have remained lifeless. It's an astonishing stroke of luck that we are here. But were we really just incredibly lucky? Illustra Media's film Origin demonstrates it takes far more than luck to account for the more than 8 million species of living organisms on planet Earth. Life on Earth bears every indication of having been designed by a creator for a purpose. Receive the film Origin on DVD as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after this. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustra Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles, equipping you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The question, "What do you mean by that?" may be the most important question one could ask today. In this relativistic post-truth age in which words are systemically redefined to undermine the Judeo-Christian foundations of Western civilization, Christians must discern the meaning of words and learn to counter and redeem semantic distortions. Other topics include faithful living through COVID-19, Irenaeus and Christian teaching, winning the fight for religious freedom, vocation and performance in T.S. Eliot's The Confidential Clerk, the beauty of worship, aesthetics and truth, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Talking to Ladd Allen, he is a filmmaker who produced the film Origin, and in that film, the whole idea of panspermia comes to light. The bottom line, as the film demonstrates, is that panspermia doesn't solve the problem of the origin of life. It just moves the problem to a faraway locality. What Origin does is demonstrate beyond the peradventure of a doubt that there is an uncaused first cause, but it does not do so by preaching. You watch and you intuitively know it. Ladd is back with me, and yeah, bottom line, doesn't solve the problem of the origin of life.
No, Hank, it doesn't. I mean, if you know, and again, in a galaxy far, far away, if life that could have been transported to Earth, carbon-based life that would have evolved into cells and then fish and gazelles and alligators and human beings, the elements of those cells would have had to have been placed in place wherever they came into being somewhere else in the universe. So the problems we face on Earth would be faced anywhere. You're just moving it farther away, exactly. And that's the link that materialism is forced to go off. And Hoyle was a really smart guy. He was no fan of design or of God or of creation, the idea of a creation, but he also was objective enough to say that life is too complicated to have come into existence from nothing on Earth. And so, yeah, panspermia is a great example of how far materialists will reach to find an answer that doesn't involve purpose or design.
Just to remind you, we're talking about panspermia. In 1976, Nobel Prize-winning biologist Francis Crick advanced this radical alternative for the origin of life. And the shortcomings of this idea of panspermia have led some researchers to a theory that extends far beyond conventional astronomy. It's called the multiverse theory. I mean, there are all these theories that are ad hoc theories because you have to have some kind of a theory. Otherwise, you'd have to go to the truth, which is in the beginning God.
Right. And as scientists, as chemists, as biologists, researchers look at this, and there are numerous theories. The basic problem is always the same. You have to build large, complex molecules like proteins, like DNA, like RNA, and then biological machines like ribosomes. These are complex machines made up of small components that have to be assembled precisely in the right manner, and randomness doesn't get you there. And so if you're committed to them, materialists see this, they know it, they understand it. They know how hard it is to build these things synthetically. When they build RNA in a lab, say, and do it synthetically, they're designing it. They're doing it under very, very controlled conditions, and it is anything but random. So you come up with these ideas, whether it's sea vents on the seafloor spewing chemicals, any number of things, to find an answer that will explain the complexity of cells and the components that go into making these cells.
I want to know what it took for you guys at Illustra Media to animate the inner workings of the cell.
It took a lot of time and some very smart people we have, and I want to really give credit here to Jerry Harned and Joseph Condelis. They're very gifted with the soft. These are all computer programs done on computer, driven by elaborate software. software and you're experimenting and you're working to make these things work. It doesn't come quickly. You can spend weeks or months or years sometimes developing the animations for these films. And we don't have the resources of a Pixar or Disney. We have basically two guys working on them and pouring their heart into it because they believe, as I do, that this is just very, very powerful evidence for God. So we are guided by scientists. We work with researchers to get the basis, the foundational ideas for how to present these things. You can't see pictures of them. And so we work with them, and they guide us along the process as we build the models on computers and animate the movements. But it is a wonderful way, there's that word again, wonder, and it really is. It's a wonderful way to present things, maybe the most powerful evidence of God that exists in the universe, and it's in cells that are really too small to see with the naked eye and very difficult to see with the most powerful instruments available.
It's not uncommon for skeptics to suppose that Christians are irrational to believe in a God they cannot see, but in reality, it is irrational for skeptics to suppose that what cannot be seen does not exist. Christians and skeptics alike recognize black holes or electrons or even the laws of logic, and yet all of these are unseen. But what you've alluded to is God's invisible qualities. His eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly seen. They've been understood from what has been made so that men are without excuse. And what you've done now is you've illustrated that in living color so that people can see the mechanics and again wonder.
Yeah, like I said earlier, this is the greatest time in history to be a filmmaker. And it's the greatest time in history to be filmmakers that are committed and really pouring their lives into presenting evidence for God. I mean, evidence has always been there. David saw it in the sky and when he sat out on a field with his sheep. And, you know, we see allusions to it throughout Scripture, but they had no idea. Really, I mean, it was magnificent what they saw. But they were only, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg, what they were seeing in terms of the evidence for design. And it was still powerful. Now, extraordinary, and the deeper we dig and the more elaborate the machinery that the technology becomes to explore, it doesn't ever bring you to a point where you go, oh, yeah, now that's not as complicated as I thought it was or that it would be. You know, that could be made through some materialistic process. No, the more we see, the more we discover, the more science sees and discovers, the more design becomes apparent. Nothing is being undermined here. The argument just gets stronger and stronger the deeper into the cell we go or the farther out we go in the universe, that the evidence for design just becomes stronger.
Led, as we close out the broadcast today, can you share maybe a favorite story about how one of the Illustra Media films has been used to transform a life?
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them. We got one. It was very interesting. I didn't know the gentleman, but he sent us an email, and he goes, I just want to thank you for these films. I've been watching them through the years, and I want to share a story with you. He said, I have a friend and a very good friend, and he was not a believer. He was an atheist or agnostic. He just felt the evidence, nothing could point to convince him there was a God. He fell in love with a young woman who was a devout Christian, and they fell deeply in love. And finally the woman said, I can't marry you. I got to break this off. We'll be unequally yoked. I could never marry you, a man that, you know, as much as I love you, you know, the thing that's most important in my life, we don't agree on. And so he can't get married. And she was devastated. He was devastated. But his friend, I jumped the story here a little bit. She didn't tell him that she'd made this decision. So one night his friend pulled out one of our films. It was Flight the Genius Birds. And They sat down and they watched it. And they sat up until 4 in the morning that morning and talked about evidence for design and what it meant, what its implications were to God. And by 4 in the morning, the guy had come to the conclusion that, yes, I believe there's a God. I believe there's a designer. I believe there is purpose to the universe. He called his girlfriend. He told her that she was getting ready to call him to break this whole thing off. He called and told her that he'd made this decision, that he had come to faith. And the guy concluded the email saying, a year later, he goes, with tears in my eyes, I had the honor of standing as his best man in a wedding. And he had come to the Lord with the aid of the Holy Spirit draws you to God. But the films had been helpful and instrumental in making that decision. And that one really, I'm going to get lots of letters, but that one really was, it just had a very interesting appeal to it that really moved us, made us excited about what we're doing.
And we could add many more testimonies to the list. We received them at the Christian Research Institute. Again, the film Origin, Design Chance, and First Life on Earth, available for your support all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org or simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, Resource Consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000. And the letters CRI. Thank you so much for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We do what we do, and we couldn't do it without you. Out of time for today. See you next time with more.
Thank you for joining us today. As thanks for your gift and support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or just visit online at equip.org. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustra Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift and support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.